What does programming feel like? It is exactly like building castles in the sand, but here you can just keep on trucking forever. Your programs, like good art, are never finished. And it is never about finishing. It is always about learning more and more. First of all, being a programmer and working as a programmer are two different things. The jobs are fun, but they don't create, they don't build, they don't invent, they do not flow. When you're not being distracted by work, you are learning like some kind of an intergalactic titan. You are always leaping over yourself, surrounded by new capacities, abilities, tools, and spells that you yourself have created. You feel nothing but programmer rage, which is very artistic and very la-di-da, when looking at high school and concepts like genius, experiencing real and profound education exposes most of the trouble while multiplying your mind. Programmers who hate programming do exist, but I think that's just because the job pays too well to quit and do something on their own. The moment programmers start their own thing, programming just becomes art. Music, poetry, diagrams, and dreams. You need to find what your program is, and then as you work on it more and more, you will feel your success coming. My program, for what it's worth, is a standard, run-of-the-mill visual programming language that comes with a ton of stuff that makes it more powerful than most other attempts. I want it to work inside browser extensions and as an interface for artificial intelligence, a design program for reactive programming, and a code generator so that we don't have to type everything up, just drag things together. But we are all wowed by different things. WikiWiki is one beautiful marvel. It is a tiny, perfect idea, and reinventing it is nothing but pleasure each and every time. Mods, or multi-user dungeons, are an awesome idea as well. They go way back, way back. These are the programs behind text adventure games. It's all fun and games until you start building the game from within itself. Instead of saying, go north, you say, create an angry Gru north of here. And with the help of AI, MUDs will make all of us speechless. And then it will occur to you that you can train AI on them to improve it. And of course, you can have the AI build it out in such a way that you won't even recognize it. And finally, since it's all a text adventure, you can have AI generate graphics and even videos for it. A mod is collaborative by design. It is a tiny little program for multiple users and, again, a great pleasure to work on. To mention something tiny bit more common, a digital audio workstation that works in a browser where you already have most of your work done for you and you just need the beat sequencer and the piano roll, can have you reinvent the way music is made, but also can have you start a music revolution. You are programming musical instruments after all. Once you find your program, it will become your work of art and keep your mind sharp for life. It will cause no discomfort, no frustration. It will always teach you more and more and more. Often you will make strange loops around some subject, take several months to study something related, and then resume your work no less than 87 times smarter. I'm not kidding. I am not exaggerating at all. It's more than 87. And now, with AI, cheap robot dogs, programmable drones, 3D printers, single board computers, and programmable microcontrollers, programming is even more interesting. And it is always getting more interesting. For example, today there is no excuse not to own a robotic dog completely, 100% controlled by artificial intelligence. The AI runs on your local desktop, you use image recognition to tell the AI what it is looking at, and finally, you don't have to go chase after it. It can deploy a swarm of drones that will chase you.